Yeah, starting on my podcast, Deep Black. Hi, y'all. Just have a couple of questions I need answering. First of all, we're not going to talk about feminism because it seems like everybody gets offended. I wouldn't say everybody, just the feminine part. But in all reality, let's just go off of feminism. First step is, what is feminism? You can actually say it's only a girl's perspective or only a girl's mentality, but at the end of the day, what can we say? We can say every time we're in a relationship, we kind of have the same traits, but actually butt heads all the time. So in reality, what can we do to cure ourselves from this hypocrisy in life and say, hey, I can be a better person, I can do this, but all you hear on media is this person's going through this or that person's going through that. But what is the solution? Every media podcast always have a question and always want people to answer. Why is that? I don't know. Can you answer? Exactly. But what we all need to know is that it is called a personality radio for a reason. Why? Because we tend to get hypnotized over everything that we hear, everything that we can accomplish, everything that we make progress of. But they never say how the story ends. Well, I tell you how the story ends all the ways. It always have to be an apocalypse towards a bad situation with the whole country. But individually, we have our own problems. Rather racist. Rather just people just stereotyping off how we react to situations. Well, that is racist. And I can tell you one thing about racist is that you will never end it unless somebody broadcasts what is racist. Because nobody never can define racist or racism or any adjective noun that you want to perceive yourself in. It's just your own individuality. Because that's the only thing that matters. Because if a therapist say, how do you feel? How do you react towards those situations? Well, I say, I don't know. The main reason why I say I don't know, because at the same time, what am I paying for? So we're going to use the financial gain to cure our mental emotions or anything that we go through life? I don't think so. But one thing we can do is believe in each other instead of religion. Kind of religion. Because religion is one thing that keeps us divided. Religion is one thing that keeps us believing in a one-track mind situation, I should say, because there's no other words for it. You can't even say, I have a horoscope that tells me how I'm going to live my life towards that day. But all I can do is think of believing in a bigger prospect of life, in a bigger way how people think. Why can't we connect one person with another person? Well, we got internet for that. But in the end of the day, we can say everything that we want to say. We can do everything that we can do. One thing is, in all reality, is that we try to follow from the good or the bad, or the, you know, like literally, you go and search what is good or what is bad, you never find an answer towards your situation. Is this a good reason that I should do this, or is this a bad reason? America is filled with hypocrites. America is built off of seven sins. So if you count the seven sins up and see what we portray, I'm not saying you will have a better understanding, but I'm going to say it's your choice to choose you believe in it or not, which counts in your own individuality. Whether or not someone believes this or not, but every day I go on Facebook, already feel empty, already feel like I'm unwanted. But let's say if I felt the opposite. Out of every quote that a person makes, money, cars, and hoes, all a nigga knows, no female is loyal, no male is loyal. You cannot project yourself in the way that you want to project yourself in because of how society sees you. So what? I'm smart. So what? I'm a geek. So what? I'm a dork. But that one person will always need that answer, what you have, what they don't. So the hypocrisy is always living because it's off of narcissism. It's off of misogynist. People who always want to take control of a situation or take control of what they think they know and try to come up with a solution that they can't even comprehend. But that's just my opinion over someone else's. I already had somebody who came up to me and asked me about black. I'm an African American, I understand, but can you put that in my personality? Who knows? Because at the end of the day, some people might say you sound white, you talk white, you're well mannered. It's a way how people put their words and define you, and that's what turns you into that type of monster or type of elegant, gullible person that actually trying to find his way in life and want people's answers, not even answers, but how they experience that situation in that time. But you will never understand the facts that people bring to you because you're either one-track-minded or you're open-minded towards others, events that happen and that turn our America into what it is today. I just hope that everyone hear me and everybody understands. The only thing that we can actually conversate about, how to make the world better, right? So in your mind, you already know what makes the world better, but this is my first time